Babe, I'm home. Ugh. Yeah, thanks. Glad to be home after the day I had. Oh yeah, it was fantastic, as always. Especially today. Me? In a bad mood? No, never. Couldn't be me. Sorry, yeah, I'm in a bad mood. I shouldn't take it out on you. No matter how much you beg me, my subby little man. Well, long story short, I got fired today. Woohoo. It was over the dumbest thing possible, too. You want to give me a massage? It would be one of the better things to happen to me today. Sure. Let's go over to the couch. Hey now, you know what I mean by that. I love your massages. I'm just a little agitated is all. It'll pass, I promise. I mean, just listen to me. I only sound like this when I get agitated. My jaw locks up or something, it's weird. Help me take my jacket off, babe. Much better, much better. Where do I want you to start? Focus on my shoulders, babe. Have at it. Is your mind wandering somewhere else already? Good. Look, I know I promised that we were going to have a special night tonight, but this was very unexpected. Thank you for understanding, babe. So, you remember I told you my coworkers are incompetent, right? Well, they went above and beyond today. So we had a Karen at work today. Yeah, her name was Karen. She was actually very sweet. She came to the counter and asked for help. I told my coworkers, hey, I'm working on something elsewhere, so please, can you help our customer out? Well, apparently my boss considered that to be disrespectful and unacceptable. Oh, babe, that feels great. I really need this. Thank you. Anyway, he pulls me into his office and then just starts wailing at me. Oh, no, not hitting. No. Wailing at me with words. All right, he did not put his hands on me, I swear. He started accusing me of things that were blatant lies, like I haven't been showing up on time and that the coworkers have been doing my work. So what I learned today is that my coworkers have been lying to my boss this entire time behind my back. Anytime I did any type of work, whether it was their work or my own, they took credit. And I got fired. Awesome. Ooh, oh my gosh. See, I told you. You're already taking the stress out already. My voice has changed completely. Oh, you have some magical fingers, you know that, baby. It's a shame, though. It's gonna take a lot more than a massage to get me fully distressed. Oh. God, why do people just suck so hard? I'm not talking about you, baby. But I know how eager you are. Oh, great. Now I have to look for a new job. That's gonna be fun. Ugh. Lovely. I really wish there was a way I could take my stress out on something. Like an object or one of those stress relief balls. I should have probably picked up one before I got home. Do you think we have anything like that just lying around here? Babe? I know what you're thinking. No, I'm not using you as stress relief again. Why not? Babe? Touch your arm. Now tell me where those marks came from. Bingo. Now, darling, I know you love the pain, but your safety is my top concern. I know you're literally begging for it, and it would take a lot of stress off of me. Oh, the perks of having a masochist as a boyfriend. Lucky me. Come here and bow down in front of me. What a handsome face. Let me just tilt your head. You will make eye contact with me. Perfect. Oh, don't look so shy. This is exactly what you wanted. No. Exactly. I see the joy in your eyes at the thought of being used like this. You beg me all the time when I come home if you can serve the purpose of being used as an outlet for my more aggressive tendencies. And I've denied you after my first attempt, with all the marks I left. The marks you love to feel, that bring a smile to your face. But for you, my darling, my pet, I will do this again. Not just because it will help me, and I promise you it will, but because I know that you will be put in the most adorable of moods once I'm done. My cute sub in subspace. Exactly where you belong. The rougher I go on you, the deeper the subspace is. This time, though, we have to set some rules. Got it? Good. Rule number one, we're using a safe word this time. I don't want to hear that you're not going to use it. Just do it for me this time, please. Just in case. Thank you. Rule number two. The next time I put that collar around your neck, it stays on. Don't think I didn't notice it off of you. Did you take it off on purpose to be bad? Of course you did. You're always finding a way to be punished, aren't you? What am I gonna do with you? Lucky for me, I have a belt that I can put right around your neck. What am I gonna do with you? You're so impatient, babe. I'll show you exactly what I plan to do. Let me demonstrate just how much of a bad boy you've been today. Ah, now this is much better to wear than what I came home in. My corset and panties. My favorite fishnets that you so lovingly ripped. And the most important thing that we need for tonight. My harness. You're gonna get pegged tonight, princess. Oh, look at you wiggle in joy and enthusiasm. Well, hold your horses. We're gonna take things a little slow tonight. Got it. Not like you have much of a choice now, do you? Good. You remember. Non-verbal answers only. Good boy. I love when you jump when I do that. You never expect a smack on the ass. After all this time. And here I thought you knew me, darling. Oh, what a shame. Well, I'll be taking the time to get well acquainted with your body again. Aw, would you look at that? You're whimpering. How cute. You really need me to come from behind and just choke you, don't you? While I bite on your ear. Is that what you want, my dirty little slut? To be at the mercy of your goddess? I'm gonna edge you. And have you begging for mercy before I even allow you to come. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Don't just moan. Nod your head. Very good. As long as you understand what I'm saying, this is what matters. I need you to be a good boy and follow instructions. Tilt your head. What a beautiful neck. That I get to lick and kiss and bite and suck. What a lovely piece of property I have. Oh, a little moan escaped your lips. You really are excited, aren't you? Maybe keep that up. Who knows what's gonna happen to you? Oh. I should take care to leave a hickey. Wouldn't want people to think you don't belong to somebody. And what if I scratch you too? That'll leave a long-lasting mark on you. Oh, do you hear yourself right now? Moaning like a little bitch. It's so cute and pathetic. But you like sounding pathetic, don't you? Or else you wouldn't do this to me. You spoke out of line. However, I will answer you. You know, when you get pathetic like this, it turns me on so much. It makes me just want to grab your neck tighter, pinch your nipples, arch your back forcefully, and start pounding deep into that ass of yours. Let's prep. Let me just spread these lovely cheeks and... Oh. Well, what do we have here? How did this plug find its way into you? My, my. You really wanted to be prepared for tonight, didn't you? Now, riddle me this. Who told you to do that? Do you have another mistress I need to know about? No? Excellent thinking. But don't you ever do something without my permission again. With how big this plug is, I guess we will be going right into the action after all. No whining. I know it feels weird coming out of you. But rest assured, something is going to be replacing it very soon. And far, far bigger. If it were smaller, I would make you gag on it. But the reaction that's going to come from your lips is going to be so satisfying. You know the drill. Face down, ass up. There we go. A good amount of lube on my huge fucking strap-on. And whatever's left over will be wrapping around your pathetic cock. Oh. You're already whining. It's not even inside of you yet. Or are you whining because you desperately need it? Because you miss having that plug inside of you. Don't worry. I've got you. I've got you right where I want you. Good boy. Push yourself on me if you think I'm going to be doing any work. You're so, so wrong. You're going to push yourself back on my cock. And when you go forward, you will jerk yourself with my hand. I'm just here to observe and poke fun at you. There you go. Good boy. Handsome too. How cute. Your whining is so slutty. You really needed this, didn't you? No. So adorable. Perfect view. Smooth back. So beautiful. I need to do something about that, don't I? Oh, it's so good that my nails are like claws. Let me just drag it all the way back. Up and down. From your shoulder to your hip. Look at that beautiful mark. I'll have to take a photo for you later. You make it seem like we haven't had sex in days. So needy. So submissive. What has gotten into you, wild little animal? Oh no. You're not gonna come early without my help. Stop moving. Oh, no, 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 no. We can't have that. Oh, no, we can't. I want you for as long as possible. You stay still, princess. Oh, your moaning hasn't stopped one bit. You really needed me tonight, didn't you? I needed my slave too. We needed each other. I know you can't help it, princess. Just keep slamming into me. We'll take care of the rest later. Just go on. Good, good slave. You know what I like to see. Keep on going. Oh, was that a mistress I just heard coming through those pathetic lips of yours? Don't you dare fucking come. If I've noticed that you've come, I'm strapping you to the fuck machine for an hour. Do you understand me? Oh no. What did my bad boy just do? Did my threats help you come? You love when I threaten you. Well, good for me, because guess what lies in your future? Get up. You're gonna spend some quality time with the fuck machine while I go get some dinner. When I come back, I better see you getting pounded. I love dinner and a show.